The U.S. Trade Representative is reviewing the African Growth and Opportunity Act, which provides favorable access to the U.S. market for products from 30 African nations. In exchange, these African countries are supposed to open their markets to U.S. products. But as the U.S. Meat Export Federation explained in comments submitted to USTR, that hasn't been the case with two of Africa's largest markets. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details.
Starting with South Africa, it's very difficult to ship pork variety meats in there from the U.S., and there's also a lot of non-science-based restrictions around pork muscle cuts. In addition, the third item is there's no access for processed pork products into South Africa. So on the pork side, there's immediate opportunity if we get something as simple as pork hearts could turn into, you know, 300-400 metric tons a month overnight if we were to get some of these restrictions lifted. On the beef side, access is better, but the tariff rate is very high, in excess of 30% for most of the beef muscle cuts into South Africa. You look at Nigeria, the situation is even worse. Nigeria is completely closed to fresh and frozen U.S. red meat, beef, and pork. We currently only have access into Nigeria for U.S. pork processed meats, sausages in particular.
The Caribbean Basin Initiative is a similar program for Caribbean countries. Here, USMEF filed concerns with USTR over access for U.S. pork in Jamaica.
Jamaica being the primary example on the pork side, which for decades has maintained an unjustified ban on U.S. pork. And the U.S. pork industry and MEF as well has been working closely with Post for years to try to open this market. And so far, we haven't had a lot of success. So, you know, this is a good opportunity under the Caribbean Basin Initiative to finally make an impact here and really leverage Jamaica into following science and getting some access for U.S. pork products.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.